Joining us today on the WBGO Journal is Bloomfield College President Dr. Marquita Evans. Hi, Dr. Evans.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great, great, great. You know, just ready for the fall to start and have students back on campus. So that's the big thing.
Sounds good to me. So for anyone who doesn't know, you are the first female and first African-American president of Bloomfield College. How is it leading the college through our first global pandemic?
Oh my God. Yeah, this is nothing that is in the playbook on how to be a president. You know, they go through all these different workshops and institutes and different things on the do's and don'ts and what you should know as a college president. But nothing in that book or institute or workshop had to do with a pandemic, a global pandemic. So all of this is brand new. All of us are learning together. But I will tell you that the primary thing that stays in our mind is the safety of all of our students and faculty and staff. And that's what we pray for on a day-to-day basis.
Well, one quote, a phrase that you say all the time whenever I hear you speak is, it takes a village. And I love when you say that. How does that apply to now while you and I know your administration are planning for the fall semester?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. So we have a huge task force that I started back in, I guess, was it April or May, to start looking at where we're going to go from here. And that whole village involves everyone. Again, the students, faculty, staff, and the community as well. And also includes other community partners, such as the health department, other institutions, the police department, so many varied aspects that we just don't even think of. You know, when the pandemic first hit and people were running out of PPE equipment, we had some of that on campus. We donated it to one of the local hospitals. Some of our students were on campus helping to make, with the 3D printer, helping to make the face mask. So again, these were needs for our community that we jumped in and said, okay, let us help you in some form or fashion. You know, some of our faculty going online, you know, technology was not their forte, other faculty helping them. We've been preparing for the summer, preparing for the fall. We have to look at different scenarios because honestly, we don't know what in the world is going to happen when August and September turns around.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable times we're living in right now. But you mentioned technology. You know, we live in a digital world before the pandemic, but now it's like we're forced to really, you know, engage with technology more. So is the college taking a different approach or a new approach to technology for the fall?
Well, definitely. So what we're trying to do is something that's called a high flex model. And I'm not how familiar you are with that, where it may be a combination of, again, it all depends on what stage we're in. If we're in stage two, it'll still be all online. If it's stage three, we'll still have to do some social distancing, but it'll be in a high flex where you have maybe different types of schedules, what's called an ABC schedule, where some students may be in the classroom because we have to reduce our classroom sizes probably down to 20-25%. Because we want to have a 6 feet as far as distance around each student. Some students may be on the A schedule. They'll show up in class face-to-face. Then the next time, the B students will show up face-to-face, and the other students will synchronously be allowed to participate via technology in the class, but not necessarily in the classroom.
I think that would be awesome. Anyone who knows you would say that you're very student-driven. Within your first couple visits, you lived on campus in the dorms, and you met students, you went to lunch, got a tour. Do you miss moments like that? Do you miss the student body?
Oh my God, you're gonna make me cry. I miss it so much. You know, I'm an extrovert for one. And just being with the students, I tell you, yesterday I had an opportunity to do the commencement for Bloomfield High School for their face-to-face graduation. And so they marched from the high school all the way up to Foley Field, and they had 440 graduates. Beautiful ceremony, but of course everybody was socially distanced in the field. The parents couldn't attend because of COVID-19. So you had parents that were hanging on the fences and, you know, on the street so they could see their baby walk through or whatever. While it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, it was also very sad for me. Because again, seeing these students, knowing how much I miss them, even when I see students now, because I'm a hugger too, you know, I like hugging and, you know, just talking and smiling and just being with and visiting. My soul, you know, is just kind of sad about missing that opportunity or having to distance yourself when you come up and give kind of an elbow versus a hug, you know, whatever. It's not quite the same. But, you know, it's the world that we're living in right now. You have to adjust. But it is one of the hardest parts for me, I will say that.
What about the students you haven't met yet, the incoming freshman class? What is the college doing to help transition them into either hybrid or all online courses?
Well, we actually have done some virtual town halls, well, virtual meetings, virtual new student acceptance with parents and the new students. We had, last week I did a kind of virtual meeting with our new EOF students and visiting with them as well, just trying to make that connection via technology. I know it's difficult for them. I know it's going to be an adjustment, but everybody's having to make that adjustment across the world. We've got to figure out how to do this in a way that we can keep people safe. We can still keep them moving forward as far as their education, because that's really, really important to me. I don't want anybody to kind of drop off the radar, because I'm afraid if they do, they might never come back.
But when it comes to the safety, you know, we have a large commuter population. But right. What will the fall semester hopefully look like for the residents and their safety?
Well, we've done a lot of different things. I mentioned as far as the classrooms, you know, again, making sure that we have them safely distanced in the classroom. We're putting up plexiglass in all the different places around campus, putting up a lot of new hand sanitizer stations around, looking at the flow of traffic in the various buildings and how that will work. We're providing kind of a restart kit for everybody that includes reusable masks, hand sanitizers, one of those little door openers where you don't have to touch the door handles, stuff like that, to try to help people be safe. And we're trying to find out, too, those among our community that may have some pre-existing condition that make them more susceptible to the virus, to see what we can do, again, to keep them safe as well. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. I would urge you and all your fellow students and in faculty and staff as well to be on the lookout for information as we start rolling it out.
One thing about Bloomfield College, you guys are very good at keeping us updated on what's going on. And no, I appreciate that. One place that we always see each other are at sporting events. I love to see you and your husband, Ed, cheering on the team. We always sit so close to each other. What is the plan for athletes? How do athletes fit into the fall semester?
Oh, you know, that's unfortunately, we had to make the decision last Friday, part of the President's Council, that we're suspending all fall sports as far as competition is concerned. Because again, just the nature of the sport in and of itself is that you come in contact with others. You know, we're going to try to do the best we can to work with our own community, but we can't control what happens in other communities, right? And so when people are traveling and coming in or having to go to various different sporting events, that increases the likelihood of the virus being, you know, passed on. So we made the decision to cancel the fall sports, but we are trying to get a special waiver from the NCAA to allow the students to practice during the fall, to kind of change up the practice schedule, give them more opportunities to practice. We're hoping that by the end of Thanksgiving, that maybe volleyball and basketball can get going. There may not be any non-conference games, but hopefully we can start conference games early on in January, and that can still be a basketball season or a volleyball season. So that's kind of where we are. But you know, we're honoring the scholarships of those athletes. We want them to be, you know, still actively engaged in their sport in some kind of form or fashion. But we want, more importantly, for them all to be safe.
You know, by what you're saying, it's a lot of different components that goes into the fall. It's not as simple as, I want to go back on campus. There's lots of things that go into it. And I'm sure it's been very difficult. Has there been anything positive coming out of this?
You know, the positive is really, the coming together of the community. That even though in the midst of all of this, you know, everybody's just being so supportive and loving and caring. We have people that are providing food for others that maybe don't have. Fortunately, at Bloomfield, we haven't had to lay off anybody. You know, that's exciting. And so that's the good thing because of the good fiscal planning that I think that came along with us getting to this point, that we didn't have to let go of anyone.
Well, I'm happy something positive is coming out of this. Everyone has had their difficulties and downfalls, but I feel as though we're going in a positive direction. And thank you for being on the WBGO Journal. I appreciate it.
Most definitely, anytime.